This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Defense Department criticized Russia for targeting Ukrainian civilians after a deadly weekend strike on a multi-story building in Dnipro that killed dozens of people, including children, and injured dozens more.
We do know that Russia launched a very heavy salvo of missiles from aircraft, from naval vessels, and from land against Ukrainian civilian infrastructure and civilian targets.
Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the toll included two dozen people initially listed as missing at the site, which housed about 1,700 people, according to a high-ranking official in the Ukrainian president's office. NATO surveillance planes have started arriving at an airbase near Romania's capital, where they're set to undertake regional reconnaissance missions, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Airborne Warning and Control System surveillance planes, or AWACS, will begin missions that are expected to last several weeks. At the base, Stefan Neumann, the component commander, says the planes will be valuable eyes in the sky.
With the airborne early warning and control system, NATO has indeed a powerful, flexible and deployable capability for air and sea surveillance.
German diplomat Peer Gebauer adds NATO must stay strong in the face of Russian aggression. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Ukrainian official blamed Russia on Tuesday for carrying out the bulk of more than 2,000 cyber attacks on Ukraine in 2022, speaking at a news conference that he said was itself delayed because of a cyber attack. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Climate campaigner Greta Thunberg was detained by German police on Tuesday while taking part in protests against the demolition of a coal village. Thunberg, 20, was carried off by two officers in riot gear. She did not appear to be actively resisting. The internationally famous climate activist was detained while protesting where she sat with a group of protesters near the edge of a mine. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo are carrying out a facelift in the capital, Kinshasa, ahead of a visit by Pope Francis at the end of the month. But those who work in the informal sector say police are going too far. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
In Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa, police are preparing for a visit by the Pope. This pre-dawn raid is targeting makeshift stalls at a busy intersection. But traders here complain that the operation, called coup de poing, which roughly translates to punch, is going too far. Mr. Jesus has seen his hardware shop destroyed.
The police are destroying these women's products. It's not fair. They should do their job properly because we are welcoming a man of God.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The highest-ranking woman in the United Nations has arrived in Kabul at the head of a UN delegation promoting the rights of women and girls. Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed's visit Tuesday came in response to a crackdown on women by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers. Mohammed is a former Nigerian cabinet minister and a Muslim UN deputy spokesman. Farhan Haq said Tuesday that Mohammed was joined by the executive director of the UN agency promoting gender equality and women's rights. Authorities are searching for at least two suspects in the U.S. who shot and killed six people, including a teenage mother and her baby, at a Central California home in what the local sheriff called a horrific massacre related to drugs and gangs. Few details were available Tuesday, including what gangs may have been involved and the results of a narcotic search warrant that sheriff's deputies executed at the home last week. Deputies responded around 3:30 a.m. Monday to reports of multiple shots fired at a residence in the unincorporated Goshen. Goshen is in a semi-rural community in central San Joaquin Valley. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.